Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution supporting the constitutional right of Alaska grand juries to investigate and make recommendations on public welfare and safety concerns. Article 1, Section 8 of the Alaska State Constitution says that the power of grand juries to investigate and make recommendations concerning the public welfare or safety shall never be suspended. Councilmember Deborah Sonart explains to the council why she sponsored this resolution.
The grand jury is there to be the judicial arm that is closest to the people. The grand jury is supposed to be accessible by any person, and it's been lost here in Alaska. I mean, we can access our grand jury, but then they get shut down by the attorney generals and by judges. And so they're not being able to do, yes, they're doing what the courts tell them to do or what the courts tell them to investigate. The grand jury itself is supposed to bring forth investigations on their own. And attorney generals and judges are not supposed to dampen that process. But that process is being stomped out.
Concerns have recently and previously been raised alleging that grand juries have not been able to conduct independent investigations on issues not brought by the district attorney. In supporting the right of grand juries, the city council says it appears state law needs to be revised to create a mechanism for independent jury investigations. And the Kenai City Council requests that the state legislature enact legislation that provides an adequate mechanism and procedure under state law to provide for independent grand jury investigations. And the co-sponsors of the resolution state that while this is an issue of state law and requires a state remedy, it's an issue that affects residents of the city of Kenai, similar to other state residents that need to be remedied. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly adopted a resolution that authorizes the borough assessor to accept 5 late-filed senior citizen exemptions and 1 late-filed disabled veteran exemption. The 6 individuals have requested the assembly to allow the assessor to accept their late-filed real property tax exemption applications filed after March 31st. Borough code allows for late filed exemptions to be granted by the assembly, and in order for an application to be filed after March 31st, the applicant must file an affidavit stating good cause for the failure to comply with the deadline. In this case, good cause is defined as an inability to comply with the March 31st deadline that was caused by a serious condition or extraordinary event beyond the taxpayer's control. A serious condition or extraordinary event may include a serious medical condition or other similar serious condition or extraordinary event. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce said,
"What you have here is 5 late senior citizen exemptions and 1 late filed disabled veteran exemption. The justification or the reasoning behind these, there's one that has a death relationship. There's 3 that have medical relationships. There's 1 that is a disabled veteran, and then there's 1 that there was confusion between the borough as well as the applicant on paperwork."
Additionally, the applicants have to have submitted an affidavit stating that they had extraordinary circumstances which prevented them from timely filing a 2022 senior citizen or disabled veteran exemption application. Again, that deadline is March 31st. As a result of the resolution passing through the assembly, the assessor will process the applications in accordance with standard procedures for processing the applications. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.